Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Monday Morning with Maria. As always, I would like to welcome the new members into the LWL network. This week, we had Janine Staples, Laurel Hollins, Amanda Lyrica, Jenny Bruce, Lawana Ross, Christy Westerfeld, and Monica Majnick. I trust I pronounced that correctly. So ladies, welcome to the LWL Network, Ladies Who Lunch Network. LWL is an acronym. Yes, it stands for Ladies Who Lunch, but also it stands for Living a Life Without Limits, which is really the motto of the network. It is a pleasure to have you here, and we look forward to getting to know you better and how we can help you and how we can serve you. So today I am sharing 5 tips for a happier life. These are quick, these are easy, and the first one is, 1, ask for what you want. And oftentimes we think we know what we want, we have an idea of what we want, but oftentimes we are not clear enough. And not only are we not clear enough, but we don't actually ask for what we want. So this is kind of a combination. Get clear on what you want and then ask for it and know that you deserve it and know that you deserve to have it. And sometimes it's going to take more than one time to ask. You know, let's say you need help on a certain project and you need to find someone that knows their way around digital marketing. So you ask one person, it doesn't work out. You don't stop there. You keep going. You ask the second person and the third person and the fourth person. And sometimes you might have to get to the 8th ask, to the 9th ask, to the 10th ask. It doesn't matter how many times. You just keep going. So 1, know what you want. Get really clear on what you want. And 2, don't be afraid to ask for what you want and know that you deserve it. The second tip for a happier life is to find out what brings you joy. And this is related to the LWL book club recommendation that I'm going to make for this week. I haven't quite finished the book. I'm just in the middle of it, but I absolutely love it. It's called Wake Up to the Joy of You by Agapi Stassinopoulos. Agapi Stassinopoulos is Arianna Huffington's sister. She is an author, a speaker, and just an incredible woman that I hope to meet one day very soon and share her knowledge and insights in a deeper way with the network. But the book is called Wake Up to the Joy of You. And tip 2 is to find out what brings you joy. And sometimes, you know, people say to me, well, Maria, you talk a lot about discovering what it is you're passionate about in the network, but I'm not really sure. Well, if you're not sure, then you're not passionate about it, right? So in other words, keep playing, keep exploring, keep clarifying, keep contrasting until you find what brings you joy. How will you know that it brings you joy? It's by how you feel, right? It's very obvious. So if something is not really hitting it on the spot, you can tell by the way you feel. You're like, it doesn't feel right. It's not bringing me joy. Okay, well, guess what? That's not going to make you happy. So keep going, keep playing, and you will discover what brings you the most joy. And how I look at it is like, what brings me the most joy is it when I know I'm in my joy is when I feel most aligned. And what does that mean? It means I feel most balanced. I feel centered. I feel light. I feel effortless. That is living in your joy. When you're not living in your joy, everything is almost like you keep crashing into a wall, you know, and you're trying to get somewhere and then boom, you keep hitting up against that wall. That's when you know you're not in your joy. It just becomes obvious by the way you feel. You're out of alignment. You know, you're feeling feelings of doubt and fear and insecurity and all of that. So that's not where you want to be. 3, think more of what you want rather than what you don't want, and hold the thought of all your visions becoming a reality rather than holding the thought of, oh gosh, this is never going to work out. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've run out of money. Nobody's going to buy this. Nobody likes this. You know, just all those negative thoughts. We can be really clear about what we want, but then oftentimes we sabotage that by staying in that negative space, like in that space of disbelief. So get out of that space and focus on, yes, this is going to work. Yes, I am being supported by the universe. Yes, everything I need to make this project, this passion, this whatever it is, a reality, will be provided to me in divine timing. So I've got a great affirmation that I picked up from Arabi's book, Wake Up to the Joy of You, and it goes like this. I surrender my fears and anxieties and ask that they be replaced with inner calmness and trust. I'll say it again. I surrender my fears and anxieties and ask that they be replaced with inner calmness and trust. So affirmations, for those of you that have been listening to me for a while, you know that I'm absolutely obsessed with them. I love affirmations, and I put them on cue cards, and I carry them with me pretty much everywhere I go. And I pull them out at different times throughout the day. I could be in like the Starbucks lineup, or you know, the buying my groceries, and instead of just waiting idly in the lineup and kind of feeling like, oh gosh, it's so busy here, I just take out my cards and I read them. And so that's one of my favorite ones. No matter what is, oh, here's another one. No matter what is going on around me, I feel anchored in my calmness. This newfound calmness walks with me everywhere I go. Because when people worry, what is the underlying essence of worry? It means that you don't trust. It means you're not trusting God. You're not trusting the universe. It's, worry implies a lack of trust. So tip number three is think more of what you want and hold that thought, because that thought then equals the vibration, and then the vibration that you're putting out is what you're going to get back. And tip number four is turn your disappointments into opportunities, right? So it's kind of like reframing. Oftentimes, particularly in entrepreneurship, we're working so hard, and then sometimes things don't go right, or we'll launch something, it doesn't work, and you're like, oh God, what happened? You know, sometimes two things happen. Number one, I think it happens because you're meant to learn something in that process, right? So I've launched a program or a couple of programs. They didn't work so well, but then I don't beat myself up about it. And I say, Maria, okay, what can you learn from that experience? What did that experience teach you? What can you do better or differently next time? And so that's how I turn my disappointments into opportunities, right? There are no failures. I call them learning opportunities. And so you just reframe everything in the positive, right? So what did this teach me? How have I grown? How have I evolved from this situation? And oftentimes, your disappointments are God's way of saying, hey, I know you don't know this right now, but wrong direction, you know? And we often think we're in control, and we say, darn, that didn't work out. I really wanted that to work out. But guess what? There's probably something bigger and better for you. So wrong direction, it's okay. And the last tip for a happier life, and this is probably the most important one, is in order to get what you want, you have to help someone else get what they want. And this is kind of law of attraction through service, right? So instead of focusing on yourself and saying, this is what I want. I want to grow my company. I want this. I want... Take yourself out of that equation and say, okay, hang on a second. Who can I help? Who can I help? Help someone get what they want. So ladies, those are my five tips for a happier life. Let's recap. Number one, ask for what you want. Ask for what you want. And don't stop at the first no. Don't stop at the first no. Just keep going until you get the yes. Number two, find out what brings you the most joy. Number three, think more of what you want rather than what you don't want and all the reasons why something's not going to work out. Number four, turn your disappointments into opportunities. And finally, number five, help someone else get what they want. So LWL Book Club recommendation this week is Wake Up to the Joy of You by Agapi Stasinopoulos, my Greek girl. And what else, ladies? I want to mention that the price of membership is going up. It's currently just at $15 a month. For those of you that came in at that price, you will stay at that price. So I've had a couple questions. Oh, Maria, does that mean our membership is going up? No, whoever got in at whatever price they got in, you will be grandfathered at that price for life. So for those of you that have been thinking about joining LWL, now is definitely the time. Membership will be going up from 15 to 27. Some of the benefits of membership is monthly coaching with Maria. That's me. this is the first Tuesday of every month online. We meet. I answer any of your questions about starting a business, mindset, productivity, law of attraction, whatever you want to talk about. Another benefit is virtual coffee with the ladies. This happens online via a platform called Zoom, where we all get to know each other. Third benefit is coffee with the ladies, which is actually a live event. And the next coffee with the ladies is June 27th in Vancouver. Tickets available at coffeewiththeladies.com. Lori Ashley will be our guest speaker, and she's going to be talking about all things marketing. Please take advantage of that if you can, ladies. It's an inexpensive ticket price and just a really good learning opportunity. We also are looking for ambassadors. We're growing the network globally, and so we are accepting applications from different cities that would like to host our events. More about that in a bit. Another benefit is that you can become a member host, which means that members have the opportunity to host a presentation in our Facebook group, which, of course, brings you more exposure for your business. Fab Friday Deals and Steals. This is a weekly email that goes out to our members and also our email list, which has thousands of people on it. And really, it's an opportunity for you to showcase your products and services to our network every Friday. We call that the Fab Friday Deals and Steals. We have the private online forum besides the Facebook group. We also have our private forum, where we, you know, have a library of posts and resources and tips and all of that. Of course, if you're a member, you have a discounted price at the live events, and we have weekly member spotlights. And of course, let's not forget our LWL book club, right? We have an incredible library of books located in the files section of our Facebook group and also in the members portal. And we recommend books weekly, books on business, inspiration, and that sort of thing. So those are the benefits of the LWL Network. I look forward to seeing more of you take advantage of the opportunity to get in at only $15 a month. The next thing I want to talk about is the LWL Summer Patio Party. It's the sixth annual Summer Patio Party. This is where we wear our fancy hats, fascinators. We have lunch. I will be speaking. There will be a fashion show and great networking opportunities. And also, She's in Biz vendors. I do believe we have some spots left. If you are interested in showcasing your products and services, please reach out to Ashley at ladieswholunchnetwork.com. And as always, ladies, if you are interested in learning more about A, how to get your idea off the ground, B, what to do when you're feeling stuck, or C, you're just needing some inspiration, then Girl with a Plan is the book for you. More information or just download the first two chapters is at girlwithaplanbook.com. That's it for now, everyone. Have an amazing weekend. Keep dreaming with your eyes wide open. Bye for now.